From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is at a regional conference in Thailand, raising concerns about military and potentially nuclear cooperation between North Korea and Myanmar. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In an interview with NPR before she arrived at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Regional Conference, Secretary Clinton said that North Korea would sell anything to anybody if they could find a market for it. So she says the region has to be cautious about North Korea's ties with Myanmar. She's also looking for better ways to persuade Myanmar to free opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
We want it made very clear that there is an opportunity for them, but it really hinges on what they do with Aung San Suu Kyi.
The Obama administration put its policy review on hold until it sees the outcome of Suu Kyi's trial. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Phuket, Thailand.
The Prime Minister of Iraq is in the United States this week. Today he meets with President Obama at the White House. NPR's Trina Williams reports.
Talks between President Obama and Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are expected to focus on political, religious, and ethnic reconciliation. The administration is concerned about slow movement in those areas. Military concerns also are an issue. Some ranking service members complain that the Iraqi army has shown little willingness to cooperate with U.S. forces on counterinsurgency missions. Still, the Obama administration is on track to withdraw all U.S. combat forces by August next year and the remainder of U.S. troops by the end of 2011. Al-Maliki also is to press for U.S. private investment during his trip. He has meetings planned with Chamber of Commerce officials, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, and the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Trina Williams, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is expected to focus on his health care overhaul when he holds a primetime news conference tonight. The president has been trying to stay in front of the mounting debate on health care reform, offering statements and doing interviews nearly every day. Republicans are objecting to parts of the plan, as well as some Democrats in both chambers who are voicing doubts about moving such complex and costly legislation too quickly. The president met yesterday with Democrats who have balked at the more than $1 trillion 10-year House measure. One of them said afterward that Americans want them to squeeze every ounce of savings that they can out of the current system first. Investors are taking a wary look at the latest batch of corporate earnings reports following a week-long winning streak. Stocks are lower generally in early trading today following a batch of mixed corporate results. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 7 points to 8909. Elsewhere, the Nasdaq Composite Index is down, or rather it's up, 4 points to 1920. This is NPR News. A total solar eclipse has taken place across much of Asia. In India, it was greeted with joy, curiosity, and disapproval. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
In the northern city of Varanasi, sacred to the Hindu faith, tens of thousands of people watched the eclipse from the banks of the Ganges River. Many marked the occasion, which they considered auspicious, by bathing in the holy waters. Others, though, saw the event as ill-omened. Eclipses are the subject of mythology and superstition in India, including the belief they poison food and water and harm unborn children. Temples in some areas closed, pregnant women stayed inside, and people held prayer rituals to cleanse their homes. Many, though, were simply fascinated by the phenomenon. Pictures of the eclipse dominated the TV news for hours. An enthusiastic crowd gathered in one northern village, which was supposed to offer the best view, only to find that the skies were obscured by thick monsoon clouds. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
President Obama has hailed the Senate's decision to stop additional production of F-22 fighter jets. He said that the move will better protect our troops. The president was referring to a 58-40 vote in which the Senate yesterday accepted an amendment killing an additional $1.75 billion deal that supporters of the F-22 had tried to get into a defense spending bill. In a statement at the White House, the president said that he had rejected the notion that the country has to waste billions of taxpayers' dollars on outdated defense projects. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the military also opposed further production of the F-22, saying it was too expensive at a time of limited budgets at the Pentagon. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.